We're joined this morning by Susan Oliver. She is the Cass County Youth Coordinator. We're going to talk a little bit about 4-H and its history this morning. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well, Jim. Thanks for having me.
I see that there are some counties that have added their 4-H history to the Iowa 4-H history site, and I wasn't even aware there was one. Cass is one of those counties. Pretty exciting, isn't it?
It is very exciting. This is a new thing brought to you by the Iowa 4-H Foundation. Our foundation works very collaboratively with the program as well. So definitely they raise funds to help continue the legacy of 4-H, but they're also doing things to make sure we're connecting with alumni in all sorts of ways, not just collecting resources. So they had started this project after there was a fundraising book. It's a children's book that they actually can still get while the supplies last anyhow. And it's a really beautifully illustrated book. It's the ABCs of 4-H. And so it's just very cute. But at that time, and we were going through some celebrations of the 4-H program, 100 years actually, and so they were visiting counties, talking to people, collecting information at the Iowa State Fair, and so some of these histories were put together based on the information collected at that time. Some counties have been asked to create that information from scratch, and we were one of the first counties asked if we would approve our information and have that go online.
There is a lot of history in 4-H that goes family to family because we've got so much turnover over the years where mom and dad were in 4-H, grandma and grandpa were in 4-H, now the kids are in 4-H. You know, it just goes on and on and on. But it's important to document all that history, too, as best you can, because once people are gone, kind of the history disappears too.
Absolutely, Jim. And that's one of the things that we teach our kids about. So even the current 4-H'ers are doing that. We have a historian for each club. And then also they keep secretaries' records. And they transition those through the years as the kids graduate and those kind of things. We just recently had some turned into our office that they're quite dated, but they were some people, you know, that I know now since working here who are still involved, who still volunteer and give a lot to our program. And so, yeah, it is very important to document those things. And we do have a great amount of people in our county that continue to care about the program.
Well, the nice thing about an internet-based setup like this is you can incorporate all kinds of things from pictures to video to audio. And I mean, just any number of things, not just the written word.
I think right now they're really interested in just getting people into it, reading about it. There's certainly some resource collecting on there, if you will, also, because it is the Iowa 4-H Foundation. But there's some ways to interact with it also. And so I think that maybe people who have moved away from the community and learn more about what we're trying to do, maybe they'll start submitting photos and stories as well.
So when folks go to take a look at maybe some of the Cass County history, specifically, what will they find? Is it largely about the fair?
There's a lot of emphasis on the fair and our particular history. And I think that we know, you know, that the fair here is an important part of the community. And part of the reason it's so big, I think, in our history is that it is entirely a youth fair. We have some valuable businesses that come out and share with us, and we do some things that are for adults as well. But the whole emphasis of the fair is to focus on youth development, to give those 4-H members and FFA members a place to exhibit what they've done in their program. And so I think that's part of a reason that it reads so heavily about the fair.
How far back does some of the history that folks will find about Cass County go right now?
Well, we started somewhere around the 40s, so that's pretty incredible. It talks a little bit about the move. We weren't always located out where our facility is now, and it is a beautiful facility. When people come to visit, they just love that. But we all have to start somewhere, and we started more, I believe, the northeast area of Atlantic, and so talks a little bit about that transition. There was, just like with anything that we've done around here, it takes a lot of volunteers, and there was a lot of community members that were involved in making this current fairgrounds possible.
Yeah, well, it takes a lot of volunteers to make anything happen year to year, too. But this will take a lot of volunteers, too. It takes a lot of people to share their stories and share their memories.
Absolutely. Some counties are starting from scratch when they do this, and so I think that they're utilizing volunteers in that process. For me, I actually have some volunteer leaders that have been volunteers for decades, which is just incredible. Some of our current organizational leaders have been organizational leaders for 30 years or more. And that's just amazing. And I contacted a couple of those leaders and just said, you know, does this sound about right? Because I'm a fairly new person in the area, and I know that it speaks really highly of our program, and so I could vouch for that. But as far as the details, I looked to some people who've pretty much been around since most of that history was written. And
I'm betting you don't have a lot of, I guess you don't have to twist a lot of arms probably to get a lot of neat stories from folks.
No, absolutely not. And we had recently documented some older pictures. And Kate, my boss, is a former 4-H'er from here. So she even was able to help with a lot of the identification. And so we had recently collected some of those things and could share those. So we do have several good pictures up on the website as well.
Well, as folks are aware that have been involved or been at least aware of what 4-H has gone through, it's gone through a lot over the years. It's really morphed quite a bit. 4-H today is really not a lot like it was 40, 50 years ago because of the changes in demographics, where people live, how many kids there are out there available and things, what their interests are, the projects, all that stuff has kind of changed. Does the history kind of document some of those changes?
Right, actually, and when we said it talks a little bit about the fair more so than some of them do, it was identifying those kind of things, the change in the trends, and remembering when they change their project cards, how they enter for the fair, because it used to be primarily, you know, the beef, livestock, some of those larger animals. And then as we transitioned, then we added places on the cards where they could bring home economics things at the time, or that they could sew and model those items. And now we have all sorts of things that the kids are bringing in. Science and technology is continually growing. We hope to see some new things in that this year. I will be hosting a science night again like we did last year, and so I'm excited about that. And our kids can really bring anything now to show what they've learned. And the way we identify it as a 4-H project is just that they've set the goal and documented the steps to get there.
Mm-hmm. Well, and this is, as you said up front, this is what 4-H is all about, is documenting things that you've done. And that's what you ask the 4-H'ers to do with their projects, is to talk about how they got from here to there and the finished product, to document all these different activities and things that they do. This is really no different.
Absolutely, Jim. Yep. And we continue to evolve the program. We continue to make history. And so we'd like to have people continue to be involved in the program, care about it as passionately as they once did. And we're just very excited to have this new function of the internet-based items. And just it's something different, but another way to continue to get people excited.
So this is ongoing. So are you actively searching for people who have stories or certain information that could help build the picture a little bit bigger?
Well, what we're looking at, when they go to this blog, they can contribute comments. And we also have gone to where we have Facebook online. And I think that that would be a really great place to share. I know it's kind of a newer medium, but what they can do there is upload their own pictures. And I try to get pictures up anytime we do something where we've gotten permission. We get photo permissions from our 4-H families. And then as I do other programming, we tend to cover that as well. But when we can do that, then people can start to see the kids having fun, the kids learning by doing. Mm-hmm. And so I'd like to really, yeah, see them utilize that and interact with each other. And as they maybe remember stories of what they did, it might spark an interest, and maybe they want to come back as a project workshop leader or those kind of things.
This is really a never-ending project.
Absolutely, yes.
Well, it sounds like a lot of work, but hey, it's the history. It's part of the history of your community.
I think that sometimes, you know, the history is equally important to where we're going, because you're continuing to connect with people, and that's really what Extension and 4-H are about, is helping people and connecting with people.
Great. So where do they find that online?
This is on the Iowa 4-H Foundation website, iowa4hfoundation.org, and the 4 is actually the number 4. And then if they go to a backward slash and then 4-H history, then you can search through the counties. We also will get it up on our Facebook site, and it is currently on our website extension.iastate.edu/CAS.
Very good. And we'll have a link to that as well on the KJAN website. Just go to our links page and you can find a link to that as well. Make it as easy as possible for folks to find out. They might be surprised what they find out, actually. They might find out some things about the history of their own families that they weren't aware of.
Absolutely. I hope they go and check it out. And thank you so much for linking that for us as well.
Appreciate it. Good luck with the project.
Thank you.